With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New York's highest court giving Democrats a chance to redraw that state's congressional districts. A major victory as the party tries to flip seats to win control of the U.S. House. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
The question now, how far New York's Democrat-dominated legislature will try to push the boundaries and how far the courts will let them. The process closely watched for any sign of partisan gerrymandering, drawing lines that give one party an unfair advantage, which is forbidden by state law. Republicans are expected to challenge the results in court as they try to retain their slim House majority. Experts say it's unclear where the state's highest court will land on determining what's too partisan. Julie Walker, New York.
Federal judge overturning the death penalty conviction of a Mississippi man stemming from a fatal store robbery in 2004. Now, the judge ruled the man's defense lawyer did not get to fully argue at trial that the prosecution was dismissing black jurors for discriminatory reasons. Also at SRNnews.com, Lisa Schwartzwald with the New York Immigration Coalition says the future of the migrants is up in the air.
Those families are panicked right now because they're potentially going to be moved to an entirely new location. They could be hours from the closest school or the school that they are currently enrolled in. They may, all of the services and the connections and the community that they've been building in the place where they currently are, all of that could go away.
Controversy in Georgia. Federal drug officials warning the state to stop its plans to be the first to allow pharmacies to dispense medical marijuana. And in Arizona, 5 children have been killed in an early morning house fire. This is SRN News. It's been a big year for at least one ministry.
Officials with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes report they have distributed more than 230,000 Bibles in 2023. FCA President Shane Williamson says, quote, "We are committed to God's word and biblical truth, and we continue to be amazed at what God is doing to get his word into the hands of coaches and athletes around the world." Over the past 15 years, the ministry has handed out nearly 3 million copies of Scripture. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Dakota officials will no longer deny applications for personalized license plates based on a state law that says any tag can be denied if it's found to be offensive to good taste or decency. Well, officials agreed to the change as part of a legal settlement approved by a judge who found the good taste and decency language is unconstitutional in that state. This is SRN News. The United States returning some antiquities to Greece.
The United States is returning to Greece 30 ancient artifacts, including marble statues, armor helmets, and breastplates, found to have been illicitly removed from the country. The pieces handed over to Greek officials in New York date back from as long as 4,700 years ago to the Middle Ages. The works were collectively valued at $3.7 million. The return follows 2 similar operations earlier this year involving 29 antiquities, and last year when 55 works were returned from New York. Keith Peters reporting.
Nissan expanding its research ties with a leading Chinese university as it and other foreign car companies try to claw back market share in the all-important Chinese market. The Japanese automaker says it will launch joint research next year with a leading university. More details at srnnews.com.